Is it a daf? Is it daf Tesvav? Today's learning daf yomi sponsored by Eli Fien from Atlanta in honor of his Bechor's birthday. So let's take it six lines down. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanim. The Braisa teaches us, we're still continuing the fascinating discussion of those who walked into the Pardes. So the Gemara now says, Tanu Rabbanim Maisa, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanani Shaya Omer Agavi Mala Bahar Bayis. One time Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanani was standing on top of some step on Har Bayis. And Viro Ben Zoma, he was observing Ben Zoma, who was sitting down, Velo Amid Bilfanov, and Ben Zoma didn't stand up for Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanani. He should have stood up for such a gadol. And Amar Lo, Yeshua says, Me'ayin Lain Ben Zoma, from where are you coming, to where are you going? Meaning, why don't you stand up? You're like in a different world, you're not paying attention. So Amar Lo, Ben Zoma responds back, Sofa Yisi Ben Yonim L'mayim Tachtonim. I'm busy looking at the area between the upper waters and the lower waters of Maisa Bracious. Sounds like a pretty deep place, he was it? Shane Ben Zela Zeh, Ella shalosh etzbalz bavad, and there are only three finger widths between the ma'im elyonim and the ma'im tachtonim. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk in the first day of creation, v'ruach elokim v'riachefes al pnei ma'im, and the spirit of Hashem somehow was hovering over the water, which he felt was an indication of the small separation between the upper parts of the water and the lower parts of the water. Kiyonishim riachefes al boneh v'eino nogas, like a dove hovers over its chicks in the nest, which barely touches it, doesn't touch it, but hovers right below. So Amar Lan Rabbi Shua, L'tamida, Rabbi Shua turns to his students who seemingly were following him and heard this conversation. He says, Adain Ben Zoma mi b'chutz. Ben Zoma is still, he's not fully 100%. He's not with us. He's in a different world. Why? Because Michti v'rach elokim riachefes upon ha'mayim emas havei. When did that happen? He brought this araya that the difference between mayim elyon mayim tachton was from the base in the pasuk on the first day, b'yom arishon, but the havdalah, the separation between mayim elyon mayim tachton didn't take place until yom hasheni, hudava. Dichsev vahi vihi mavdil bein mayim l'mayim. So how does he bring a raya from the yom rishon of the distance of these two waters when those two waters weren't yet separated until yom sheni? So Ben Zoma isn't fully back into our world. He's still living in the world of Pardes. He's still lost in his mind. So v'kama. So what exactly is the difference? How far are the mayim elyonim from the mayim tachtonim? So Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov kimelo nima, like the hairbreadth away. Pretty close, of course. Rabban Amri ki guda degamla, just like you have the planks of a bridge that camels or people cross over, so the planks of a bridge rather, so that the planks are pretty close. They can't be too far, otherwise people will fall through. So that very small distance, that's how close the Mayim Ayonim and Mayim Tachtonim are. Marzucha viseima Rabbi Asi Amar kitre glime deprisi hadade, like two cloths that are lying next to each other. You place them next to each other, there's a slight separation between the two. They're not exactly touching, but there's some small separation between the two cloths. And Amila, others say kitre kasi, like two cups dischifi that are put upside down hadade next to each other. They're not mamish touching each other, but they're close. So I'm not sure the significance of all these different images, but they're pretty close to each other. What is my mayonim? What is my tachtonim? I'm not sure either, but that's what the Gemara tells us. So Gemara then says acher. So kitet benetios, he was the one who's cutting down trees. He went off the derech, and the Gemara is going to explain why he went off the derech. What exactly happened? What did he see in Pardes? V'olav akasat omer, about him it says in the pasuk of Koheles, al titen espich lachti es bisarecha, don't allow your mouth to cause you to sin. So what exactly happened? What did he observe? So Mahi, what was the event that took place? That he was kitet benetios, he was cutting down trees, which is a reference to him going off the derech. So Chaza Mitatron, he saw this malach, unclear what exactly this being was, but there's some form of a malach that was in Pardes. His name was Mitatron. You're not supposed to say the names of malachim, but that's his name. Disyavlei Rishus Lemesav, and he saw in Pardes that this malach was given the right to sit down. He was judging. Lemichtav Zichavsa de Yusuf, he's writing down Zichuyas of Klaisel. He was given the right to write down this person's zocha to this person's zocha to that. And Amar Acher says to himself, Gemir, we have a tradition. Dilemal up in Shemaim, lo have lo yeshiva, lo tachris, lo orif, lo ipoy. There's no such thing as sitting down. There's no such thing as standing up. There's no such thing as turning away. There's no such thing as tiredness. So he felt that if someone could sit down, or there's a being that could sit down, that indicates that no malachim allowed to sit down, must be this person or this thing is not a malach, he must be a god. He said maybe there are two rishuyos. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then there's this metatron, which is a second form of a god. He was very confused, and that's what caused him to go off the derech. So what happened after this afku l'metatron, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had taken a metatron outside, u'machyus of shisina Pulsa Dinuhu, and gave him 60 lashes of fire because he had caused the Acher to get confused. Vamrilu, and this Bezdin Shemal said to the Matashon, my time of Kichazisa, how come when you saw Acher walk in, Lokamta Mekama, you didn't stand up? You should have given the impression that you were a Malach standing up, but you remained sitting down, giving him this false impression that there's another God. Is Yavle Rishusul Mimchak Zichavsi to Acher, and then afterwards they gave Matashon the ability to erase all the Zichuyos of Acher. Acher had many Zichuyos, he learned a lot of Torah and did a lot of chesed, I'm sure, but the Matachon afterwards was given the right to erase all the zechus of Acher somehow. And Yotze Baskel, after this Amra, the Baskel came out and said, Shuvah banim shovim. All my children could do tshuva, however, chutz mi Acher. Acher is the only person in history who can't do tshuva. So Amar, it says, Holvit trida hahu gavra mu alma. Acher says to himself, once I'm already removed from this world, I heard the Baskel, I have no chance of tshuva, I may as well have a good time. Lepich lishane b'hai alma, let me enjoy this world as much as I can. So Nafik Acher latar bezra, he went to terrible things. Nafik Ashka Zoni found the Zona, and Tava, he asked her to come. And Amrilei, she says to him, Valava Elisha ben Avuyat, what's going on? You're a great tzaddik, what are you doing being tovei me? So Acher pulga mishrei b'shabbos, it was Shabbos, and he pulled out some type of radish from the garden. So she understood that this must not be Elisha ben Avuya. The Yavle, he handed it over to the Zona, and Amr, she said, Acheru, this must be somebody else, not Elisha ben Avuya, and that's how he got his name Acher. So Shal Acher is Rabbi Meir, La Acher Shiatzel Latar Bezra. So Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, asked his Talmud, Rabbi Meir, after he went off the derech already, Amalei, Ma'idich said, what's pshat in the pasuk when it says, Gamezeh lumazeh aseh elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this and did that, which always a reference, there's a parallel between the good and the bad. There's always opposites that are working with each other. So Amalei, Rabbi Meir says to him, Komashe barach HaKadosh Baruch Hu barach kenegdo. Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, he created something opposite it. Barach harim, barach gvoh. So he created mountains and he created valleys. Barach yamim, barach naharos. So he created waters and he created rivers. Amar lo, Rabbi Akiva, Rab Chalam Arkach, your Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva, another Rabbi of Rabbi Meir. So Acher tells the Rabbi Meir, you have a different Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva, who said otherwise. Ela bar tzadikim bar Rasham. No, he created tzadikim and he created Rasham. Bar Gan Eden and Bar Gehenim. And kol echad v'echad yeishlo shnei chalakim. Each person in this world has double portion. Echad began Eden v'echad began Gehenim. The person has a portion of this world and the next world. The Gan Eden or Gehenim. He takes his own personal portion, and he also takes his friend's portion of Gan Eden, the Russia. A person who was a friend, but he became a Russia. He took all the Russia's chelik b'Gan Eden. Nischayv Russia. Russia becomes guilty. Not the chelik. He takes his own accomplishments in Gehenim, if you will. The chelik chaver b'Gehenim. Takes his friend, who's a tzaddik. He takes all his avers and takes them with him. You get a double portion, either to good or to bad. So Amar Rav Masharsha, Maikra, what's the pasuk that supports this idea? Gabay Tzadikim, Ksiv, it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, Lachain Ba'artam Mishne Yirashu. It says Ba'artam, it goes on to say, Simchas Olam Tielahem, that there's going to be happiness, a reference to the world of Tzadikim. There's going to be a Mishnah, a double portion that they're going to be Yirashu, they're going to inherit. And Gabay Risham, it says, Ksiv, Umisha Shibaron Shavram, they're breaking their emptiness, their evil, their Gehenim will be double, will be Mishnah as well. That's the support. So the Gemara then says further, it says as follows. Shal Acher is Rabbi Meir, La'acher Shiatzel Tabris Ra. Acher asks Rabbi Meir the following. Ma'idich said, what's pshat in the pasuk in Eiv when it says, Lo yarchenu zav zuchuchis, usmurasa klifaz. There's no value. A person cannot put a value on Torah like gold and golden glass, and its replacement is some form of klipaz, is also a type of gold. So what's pshat that we're comparing Torah to gold and glass? Amrilo, Reb Meir says as follows, Elu divrei Torah shekoshen leknosen kikli zav uklipas. Torah is very hard to acquire. It takes a lot of effort, time, years, and energy to be a kona Torah, to understand Torah, to acquire, to know it, to remember. Just like it's hard to acquire gold, it's very rare. That's how it's compared to gold. At the same time, nochen la'avdam, it's very easy to break, very easy to lose. You need to continue to work at it, continue to chazer it, kikli zechucha. Just like glass easily breaks, so do those who learn Torah could easily lose it as well. So that's what it means, gold and glass. That was Rabbi Meir's pshat. So Amar lo, Acher says to Rabbi Meir, no, you have it all wrong. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi, your Rabbi Akiva says very different. Lo Amar Kach, that's not what he says. A very different perspective. That gold and glass, if they break, you could always fix it. You could meld it. You could put it back together, melt it back. Even though Talmud Chacham does terrible things, there's always a way for him to come back to Tshuva, which is an incredible thing that Rabbi Akiva says. That's where he always stood. Rabbi Akiva himself was about Tshuva. And Rabbi Meir, this must have been before his wife Bruria taught him that we don't say Chotim, we say Chatam, we don't get rid of the Risham, we get rid of their sins, but Risham could always become Tzadikim. So I'm guessing this is prior to Beruya teaching him this lesson, and the Acher taught him the same lesson from Akiva. There's always a way back, which is incredible, incredible drasha. So Amar Lo, Rav Meir says, if that's the case, obviously, so look at yourself. Avata Chozer Becha, Rebbe, Acher Lisha Ben Avuya, so you're a Talmud Chacham Shesarech, there's a chance, come back, like golden glass. Amalo Acher says, I would like to, however, Kvar Shemati Me'achorai HaPargod, I already heard from behind the curtain up in Shemayim, Shuvavanim Shovim Chutz Me'Acher. So Mefarshim asks an interesting question, how come Rebbe Meir so often is trying to get his Rebbe Acher to come back and to do tshuva? Didn't he also hear this Basco? So the Maril says, yes, it's true you hear the Basco, but you could ignore this Basco. Why? Because there's a statement we have in Chazal that says, Ko Masha Omer Lecha Baal Bayis, I'll say anything a Baal Bayis tells you to do, you must do? Chutz mitzev. The Baal Bayis says, go and get out of the house, leave the house, you don't listen to him. Everything else you listen to, but to leave the house that much we don't listen to. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says everything, we listen to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's the Baal Bayis. If he says get out, there's no tshuva, then we don't listen to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's where Rebbe Meir kept him pushing his Rebbe to do tshuva. In the end, he didn't do tshuva, but that's why he was able to ignore this Baskel. So Gemara then says, Tani Rabban, the Bryce at the bottom here says, that one time, Ma'isa be'acher, Shai Rochev al Hasus b'Shabbos. He was riding on a horse on Shabbos, and Nehaya Rabbi Meir, Mahalich Acherava, and his Talmud Rabbi Meir was following after him on Shabbos, not on the horse, because that's an Issim b'Rabban, but he was walking after, why? Lo mo tor mipiv, he was learning from his Rebbe. And Amar Lo, Acher says to Rabbi Meir, Meir, Chazer l'acharecha, go back home. Shekvar shiarta be'ikvisus. I was able to calculate based on the steps of the horse. Ad kan tchum Shabbos. Here's tchum Shabbos. You can't walk any further. Go back home. So Amar Lo, Rabbi Meir says to him, Afata chazer b'cha. You also go back. It's a violation for you. Amar Lo, v'lo kvar amarti l'cha, Meir, I told you so many times already. Kvar shemati me'achorei apargod, shuvu banim shovim chutz me'achor. There's no way. I can't do tshuva. I may as well enjoy life. So Takva, so then Rebbe Meir held on to Achi, he grabbed onto his cloak, and Ailei, Lebei, Midrasha, brought him to the base medrash, slept into the base medrash, and Amrlei Liyanuki says to a young child, they used to know Tanakh, Baal Peh, Psukli, Psukech, Psukcha, say a pasuk for me, and they said any pasuk that came to mind. Amrlei says, Ein Shalom Amar Hashem L'Risham. There's no peace for Risham, which was somehow an indicator, there's some level of Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, that these young children had, that there's no peace for Risham, and that was a message to Achi. And then Ailei they bleak Knishachri, so they brought him to another shul, and Amrlei, Liyanuka, Psukli, Psukcha, say a pasuk, Amrlo, Kiim, Tichabsi, Veneser, even if you cleanse yourself with some type of soap, Vitarbulach, Boris, and you have a lot of soap, Nichtam, Avonecha, Lefanai, the sin will always remain in front of me. Again, another reference to there's no chance of tshuva. And Ailei be Knishachri, so went to another shul, Amrlei, going to Amr Beis now, Liyanuka, Psukli, Psukcha, tell me a pasuk, Amrlei, Viat, Shodud Matasi, Kisibashi, Shani, Kisavdi, Adizov, Kisikri, Pafuch, Einayach, Lashav, Tisapi, that there's somehow a reference of trying to do goodness in the Torah. In the end, it won't do any good. It's Lashav. It will be emptiness. It will be worthless. It's not going to have any effect. Ailel Beknish Shacharisa, Ad the Ailel Tleisar Beknish. It went to 13 different shuls, and along the same line, the same theme, Kula Piskule Kiagam. Each pasuk they said was a different pasuk, but 13 pasukim indicating that there's no chance of tshuva, there's no way to remove the averas of Acher. The Basa at the end, Amrle Psukli Psukach, to the final boy, he says, tell me a pasuk. Amrle, Ula Rasha, Amr Lakim, Malacha, Lisape, Chukai, what good is it to tell for Russia to tell your goodness? There's no hope. Now that particular child have a magam gain in Belisha. He was stuttering. He had a hard time getting the pasuk out. Ishtame kamad amarle. So then he was able to hear this final boy, Lalisha amar lukim, just those words, and he was stuttering. He couldn't get the next words out, which was going to be malacha l'saper chukai. What good is your chukim? What good are your mitzvahs? He was about to say those words, but he didn't want to hear it. He heard so many of them, so before he was able to, what happened was, ikad amri sakina hava bahadei, Acher took out a knife before the boy could finish the pasuk, and Kari tore apart the boy, killed him, and Shadre l'tleiser beknisha sent his body to 13 different shuls. That's one pshad in the Gemara, and the other tradition tells us, ikad amri amr I hava biyadei sakina hava. Had I had a knife, I would cut this boy up in 13 pieces and send him around. Why 13? So the Ein Yaakov suggests because 13 is the gematria of Echad, and since Acher confused with two different gods, and it really was an Echad, this confusion somehow was a reference to the number 13, which again is the gematria of Echad. This was the Ma'aseh of Acher. So Gemara then says, Kinach nafshi de Acher. When Acher died, Amri, they said in the Bez and Shemala, what should we do with this guy? What should we do with the Neshama of Achi? He's a very confusing Meidan Ledaina. We can't judge him to Gehenim because he did learn a lot. He taught a lot. But we can't bring him to Olma Abba either because he went off the derech. He did terrible things also. So what do we do? We're stuck. What do we do with such a person? He's such an enigma. So Amar Rabbi Meir. Meir says, Mutav Ladaina, best for him to be judged in Gehenim. Take his punishment, get burned for a few months. And then have him have a clean slate and go enjoy Olam Haba. Masai Amos, when will I die? Va'ala Esha Asha Mikiva. I will take him up. When I go, when I die, I will take my Rebbe Acher with me to Olam Haba. And that's what happened. Kinoch Nafshi de Remeir. When Remeir died, Salak Kutra Mikivre de Acher. There was a pillar of smoke that came up from Acher's Kever, which was somehow an indication that Remeir was able to bring him out from Gehenim, cool him off, and schlep him to Olam Haba. So Amr B'Yochim Yochan had a similar maisa, Gvurta L'Mikle Rabbe. This is such a strong thing, a person has such an ability to do this, to drag another person up from the smokes of Gehenim to Shemayim. So he said one time, Chadahave Binana, there's once a Talmud Chacham who lived in my amongst us, V'lo Matzino Latule, we couldn't save him from all the zechus that we had, we couldn't bring him to Olam Haba. Inakti the Biyad, however, if I grab him by the hand, man marmi leman, who's going to take him from me? If I hold on to this boy, bring up to Shemayim. So Amar Rav Yochanan said, Masay Amos Vech Ba'ashim Mikivro. So he says, when will I die to take this boy up and bring this smoke from his kever to bring this Talmud Chacham up to Olam Haba? Rabbi Yochanan died. Pasuk Kutcha Mikivre, the smoke de Acher stopped coming from the kever of Acher. Apparently, it was taking place for some period of time. And Pasuk Allah, a certain Hahu Asaftan, a certain eulogist said, "Afilu Shomre Pesach, those who watch over, those who secure the Gehenim, Lo Amr Lefanecha, well, Rabbeinu will not stand in the presence of Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan also was somehow able to bring Acher." So I'm not exactly sure what was going on here, that Rabbi Meir brought him up, Rabbi Yochanan brought him up, or was Rabbi Yochanan bringing somebody else up, but somehow there's this ability to bring up even those who don't fully deserve it, to bring them up from Gehenim to the place of Olam Haba. So Gemara then says, Bitel Shel Acher, a daughter of Acher, also Lekame de Rabbi, one time went in front of Rabbi. And she says to Rabbi, Amrile, Rabbi, Parnesani, please feed me, please give me something, tzedakah, I have nothing to eat, nothing to support myself. Amrile Basmiat, who are you the daughter of? Who's your father? Amrilo, she says, Bito Shel Acher Ani, my father was Acher. Amrile, Adayin Yesh Mizaro Ba'olam, he still has descendants in this world. Vaksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say in Eov, Lo Nin V'lo V'lo Necha B'Imo, there shouldn't be any descendants of the Rishayim. Vein Tard B'Megurov, no descendant, no offspring from this descendant. How could it be Acher has a Bas? Amrilo, so she says, Zechol Saraso, please remember his Torah. Forget the terrible things he did. Remember the learning he did. Remember the teaching he did. V'al Tuskur Ma'asav, don't remember his terrible actions. Miyad Yarda Esh V'sichscha, Safsal Shel Rebbe, immediately a pillar of fire came from Shemayim and burnt the couch of Rebbe. Rebbe understood this must be that she was right. I should honor her in respect of Acher. And Bach of Amar Rebbe, so he started to cry and said, Umal miskanin, ba, if the person who disgraced the Torah so much, yet he has such a zechus that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to reward his children, how much more so those who respect and those who fulfill the Torah the entire life, how much more so does a Kadosh Baruch Hu protect them, their kavod, and their children? So Reb Meir, I'm going to ask a very basic question. Reb Meir, heichi gamar Torah mipumad acher? Lemaisa, how was Reb Meir able to learn from Elisha ben Avuya after he went to the Tar Bezra? So don't we have a klal? V'hamar Rabba bar Bar Chanan Rabbi Yochanan Ma'idich, so was a pasuk mina Malachi, ki sifsei choen yishmeru das, that the sifsei choen, the mouths of the Kohen who watches over, preserves das v'Torah, yivakshu mipiu, you should seek out his mouth, seek out his Torah, only if, ki malach Hashem tzvakosu, if he's like a malach Hashem, im hudomad harav l'malach Hashem tzvakos, if this person is like a malach, that he's good midos and good derech eretz, and he learns, and he's Torah, and he keeps the Torah, and everything like that, then you should learn from such a person. Yivakshu Torah mipiu, you should seek out to learn from him. Vim lav, if he doesn't have this qualification, if he's not like a malach Hashem, al yivakshu Torah mipiu, don't learn from him. So certainly Acher, after he was Yotzal Tar Bezra, he wasn't a Malach Hashem Tzvako. So how was Rebbe Meir able to continue to learn from him after that time? So the Gemara answers, Amar Reish Lakish, Rebbe Meir, Kra Ashkach, he found the Pasuk Vedarsh. What was the Pasuk he found? It says in Mishlei, Hat Aznecha, have your ear pay attention, Ushama Divrei Chachamim, and listen to the Divrei Chachamim, V'libcha Tashid Ledaiti, and your heart should be according to my Das. What that means is, Ledatam Lo Nemar, don't pay attention to their Das, El Ledaiti, according to my Das. What means you're able to somehow dissect the different parts of the person, his das, his understanding, his chachma, versus hashkafas, versus his actions. You're able to, sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu grants people a high level of intellect, whereby they could teach you high levels of learning, but you have to be able to differentiate between his wisdom and his actions, him as a person. Rabbi Hanina Amar Mihacha, he brought another pasuk in which Rabbi Meir Darshan, Shimi Bas Ri'i, listen and see, V'hati Aznech, and have your ear pay attention, V'shichi Amechu Beis Avicha, and forget your father, the bad actions of the father and his household. So again, the distinction between the Torah and the actions. So in the end of the day, the Gemara says there's a kashuk or a hadade, there's a stira. Because one pasuk we said the standards that one has to be as a Rebbe, has to be like Malach Hashem Tzvakos. Here we said, no, he doesn't have to be such a great person. But as long as he could darshan nicely, you could separate. So what are the qualifications of having a Rebbe? And the Gemara answers, Lokasha, Haba Gadol, Haba Katan. It depends the age, the level, the experience of the Talmud. If the Talmud is a Gadol, if he's older, he's experienced, and he's able to distinguish like Rebbe Meir was, so then you could have a Rebbe who's not such a Malach Hashem Tzvakos. But when you're a Katan, when you're a young boy, when you're inexperienced, where you could be easily swayed, then the only type of Rebbe a person could have is one who is a Malach Hashem Tzvakos. So Gemara then says, Ki Asa Rebbe Dimi. Rebbe Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael. Amar, he said, Amri B'marava, in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they would say that Rebbe Meir Achel Tachla, he was able to eat the outside of a date, V'shada Shichla Levara, and was able to throw the pit out, meaning he was able to dissect the good from the bad. That was Rebbe Dimi, how they interpreted, how they touched up Rebbe Meir's ability to learn from Acher. Darish Rava, Rava Darshan. My dich, so what does the pasuk mean in Shir Shir when it says, El Ginas Egos, the garden of nuts, Yirati Leros Be'ibel Hanachel, I went in to see this river. So what's pshat here? Lama Nimshul Tamil Chacham Le'egos, in what way is a Tamil Chacham compared to an Egos? Lomer Lachat, to tell me, Ma Egos Ze Afa Pichem Luchlach Betit Betsoa, Ein Mash Besochu Nimas, even though the outside of the nut becomes dirty, it comes full of mud, but the inside remains preserved and protected from the shell. Af Tamil Chacham, Afa Pichem Sar, even though Tamil Chacham, the outside, might be doing wrong things, ain't terasin emeses, meaning we're not going to obviously encourage a Tamil Chacham to do bad things. But if a Tamil Chacham were to do bad things, it's still not going to affect his inner learning, his accomplishments in Limud HaTorah. So one time, Ashkecha Rabba Bar Shila Eliyahu. One time, Rabba Bar Shila was Zocha to greet Eliyahu Navi. A few occasions he actually was. Amrlei, so he says to Eliyahu, my Ka'avid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, what's Kadosh Baruch Hu doing right now? And this is the question that many Amorim who are Zocha to see Eliyahu Navi ask this question, what's Hashem doing right now? So what's he doing now? Amrlei, Eliyahu responds back that, Kamar Shemaisa Mipumayu Lekul Rabbanon. He's busy quoting all the names of Chachamim, which itself is a fascinating thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu quotes what the Talmid Chachamim are saying. There's another Gemara in Gittin, Da Vavim Beis, which has a similar thing. There's a machlokas between Rav Avyasa, Rav Yonasan, what happened with the Pelagish Begiva, and one of them, Rav Avyasa, was Zocha to see Eliyahu Navi, and he asked Eliyahu Navi, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say about this pshat and what happened in Pelagish Begiva? And Eliyahu quotes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yonasan Bani says this, Avyasa Bani says this, and he's quoting the Amoraim, what they're saying. And he asked the question, how could it be? Does a stira whether this happened or that happened? He says, no, Elu v'Elu both happened. But what's so fascinating is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is quoting the Talmidei Chachamim, what they're saying. So he's quoting all the great Chachamim of the generations, what they say. However, Mipume di Rabbi Meir lo kama, he would not quote from Rabbi Meir's his opinions. Amrlei, Rabbi Shila says, Amai, why not? So he says, very simple. Because his Rebbe was Acher. It's not fitting to have such a Rebbe. Amrlei, Amai, so why? What was wrong? Rebbe Meir, Rimon Matzah. Rebbe Meir, we said before we compared it to an Egos, we compared it to a date. Rebbe Meir, here the Gemara says, compared to a Rimon, to a pomegranate. Tocho Achal, Klipaso Zarak, he found the inside, he found the Rimon. Tocha Achal, he ate the inside, the seeds in the inside, and Klipaso Zarek, he was able to throw out the outside, meaning he was able to differentiate between the good and the bad. Now there's a fascinating Arizal that says here, this Rem is the Rimon, connects back to Amun Aleph of the Metatron. The Metatron spelled, so if you look at the outer letters, the Klipa letters of the Metatron, it's a Mem Yud in the beginning, and the last ones are Resh Vavnon, which is a Rimon. So he took out the Rimon letters of Metatron and was able to dissect the center letters, which was a test and a test, 9 and 9, which is 18, which is Chai. He was able to separate between the Klipa, the Rimon on the outside, and the Chias, the food, the Ochel on the inside. This Rebbe Meir throughout his whole life. After Bruria taught him how to look at the good of everyone, he was able to accomplish this. That's very Meir, according to some. We don't know exactly what his Yartzeit is, but there's one tradition. His Yartzeit is actually Pesach Sheni, according to many. What's Pesach Sheni? Because even those who are Tameh and Derech Rechokim miss Pesach Rishon, they have a second chance in Pesach Sheni. Rav Meir lived his life after learning this lesson from his wife, that you always give a person a second chance. You can always differentiate between the Tumah and the Tara, the Ochel and the Klipa. The Gemara then says further, now Amr Le, Eliel says, now that you've said this, Rabbi Bar Shila, you gave your Malabat Zechus to Rabbi Meir, Hashem now at this moment, Meir Hakamar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Meir B'ni Omer. He starts quoting Rabbi Meir. He's quoting Rabbi Meir now. So, Bizman Sha'adam, Mitzar, when a person is in a lot of pain, Shechina Malash and Omeris, what does the Shechina say? This is Rabbi Meir would say this, Kalani Miroshi, my head hurts me. Kalani Mizrori, I'm in pain from my offspring. If that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu feels, the pain that Risham go through, how much more so does a Kadosh Baruch Hu have such pain over the blood of spilled of the tzaddikim? So Gemara then says, Ashkecha Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tali be'ever the dasha. One time Shmuel saw his Talmud Rabbi Yehuda. He called him Shin, a sharp one. So the Talmud Rabbi Yehuda was one time leaning on some type of a door. The kabachi, and he was crying. So Amr Lei, Shmuel says to his Talmud, Rabbi Yehuda, Shinina, sharp one. My kabachis, why are you busy crying? Amr Lei, mi zutcher, is it a small matter? My dichsibu, Rabban, what it says about the rabbi is, Aye sofer, Aye shoka, Aye sofer es ha-migdalim, where are the sofers, where are the shoklim, where are these people? What is this reference to? Aye sofer, shayu sofer, and kolosis, bishop of Torah. We used to have people who could count every single letter of the Torah, every extra letter, every missing letter. They knew the chaseros, they knew yaseros. Aye Shokel, Shri Shoklin, Kalan Vachamar and Shabbatar, they're able to make Kavachomers on their own. What happened to these people? Where did they go? Aye Sefer HaMisigdal, Has Migdalim, Shri Shonin Shalosh Meos Halachas B'Migdal Parech Bavir. They're people, Tamri Chacham, who are able to darshan 300 halachas related to flying towers, the halachas of Tumas Oel. What happened to them? He's busy learning this pasuk in Yeshaya, and he's bemoaning the fact that if the Yeshaya was saying this, how much more so in his generation, we've lost these great leaders. So Amr Rabbi Ami says, Tzlas Me'a Ba'ya Ba'u. They asked 300 questions to Doeg V'Achitopel, B'Migdal HaPorech Ba'avir, relating to this flying tower. And the Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, Shloshim Lachem Arba Hadiotos Ein Lem Chelek Lom Haba. And there are three kings and four non-kings, regular people, laymen, who did not have Olam Haba. And one of them was, among them were Doeg V'Achitopel. And yet still, they were learning high-level halachas of flying towers. So Anan Matya Ahavan Alan, if that's what the Rishon we're learning, and we're not. Look how much you read it. There's been. Amar Leis, so Shmuel says, Shinna, my dear child, my dear Talmud, Rabbi Yehuda, the sharp one, Tina, Haisa Belibam. No, don't get so worried about these people. They were had apikorsis in their mind, and therefore they weren't protected. Even though they had great levels of learning and learned about all the lachas of flying towers, they didn't get Olam Haba because they had some apikorsis inside. But don't worry about it. Even though your level of learning isn't as great as theirs, but you have no tina, you have no meanness, no apikorsis, you will be protected from the Torah. So Acher Mai, so what happened to Acher? What happened with him? What was the meanness he had? And the Gemara tells us, Zemer Yevani Lapasik Mipuma. He was singing Greek music. That's what he enjoyed listening to, non-Jewish music. And it could be just a general thing about non-Jewish music. It could be about music not listening during the times of Shas, Churban, Beis HaMikdash. But somehow the music that he listened to, which is a powerful thing, was somehow indicating, affecting his neshama. So Amru Alav Alacher, they said about Acher, B'shah Shaya Omeid, when he'd stop learning, Mibes Medrash, Harbe Sifrei Minim Noshim Mecheiko. Apparently he was hiding like some comic books, not really comic books, but he was hiding some type of apikursive books in his pocket. He was learning the Beis Medrash, but underneath the table, no one was looking. He was reading these Greek mythologies, whatever it was. So therefore, even though he's a great Talmud Chacham, he was an incredible Eloi of some sort, but in the end of the day, his hashkafos were completely off, and that's what led him off the derech. The Gemara then says, Shaul Nimas Hagardi Esrei Meir. This individual had asked Esrei Meir the following. Kol Amar Denachas Liyore. Every type of wool that goes into this vat, used to boil up the wool to prepare it in order to dye it, Salik, it gets a certain color. So he said, Amar Lei, Komanda Have Naki, Agav Ema, Salik. So then he said, Esrei Meir said, every type of clean wool that goes when it gets sheared, so then it goes from there, it goes to the vat to get prepared. But if it was when it was sheared from the sheep and it was dirty, it's not going to work. In other words, he was questioning, how could it be? This was a mashal. How could it be Acher, who was such a Torah person? He was a clean white wool and went to the vat. Doesn't the vat represent the Torah that goes into a person, as in, you know, it gets into his blood, into his body? So how could it be? He went bad. If I've got a clean wool, put it in, it's going to remain that color forever. So what happened to Acher? He says, no, it's only if you put a clean wool in the first place will it retain the color. But Acher wasn't clean when he went in. He was dirty when he went in. And that's why the color the Torah never took to him. The Gemara then says, Rabbi Kiva, Allah B'Shalom, back to the Mice of Pardes. Rabbi Kiva entered into Pardes B'Shalom. The Yar B'Shalom, he exited B'Shalom. He was the only one who was unaffected by the experience of Pardes. Which is why, by the way, Pardes, of course, is a reference to Pshat, Remez, Jush, and Sod, the world of Kabbalah, which is why it's a very dangerous world to go into if a person doesn't really know, have the right Rebbeim, have the right teachers, have the right preparation to go in. So Rabbi Kiva was the only one who exited B'Shalom. For all of Akasa Omer about him, it says in the Pasuk in Shir Shirim, Mashcheni Acharecha Naruta, and it goes on to say, Haviani Lahamel Chadar V'Kadosh Baruch Hu brought him into the most inner of rooms, into that world of Paradise. That references Rabbi Kiva. The Af Rabbi Kiva, even Rabbi Kiva himself, Bikshu Balache Hasharis Ledoch, they wanted to push him out, they wanted to hurt him. But Amar Lema Kadosh Baruch Hashem says to them, Hanichul Azakin Zeh, please leave this old man alone. Shiroi Lishamish Bechvodi, he is worthy of, you know, enjoying my kavod, of learning my deep Torah in the world of Pardes. Okay? We will stop here, everybody. Have a wonderful day.